Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
I got to say, for the first time in my life, that I would say I'm more into the NFL has passed Major League Baseball for me as my favorite sport. For the first time, I'm saying that. And that's sad. It's sad for me a little bit that I feel that way. But Major League Baseball, I believe, now, this, again, I don't want to get carried away. The sport's not going down the tubes. It's not ruined. They're still making boatloads of money. But when baseball starts, when baseball has people like me saying that the NFL has passed the, it for its favorite sport, that's a problem. I'm a those in the radio industry will know what I'm saying here. I'm a P1 for baseball there, Dustin.
You're a P1. You are locked in. You watch as much baseball as anybody. You play fantasy. Yeah. You have spreadsheets of rosters of league players. Like, you know every player in the game.
I do.
And that's why I love you, because I'm not a baseball expert, far from it, and it helps the show because you are so good at it and know how to talk about it. So it's great. But it's concerning to me to hear you, who I know have known for, you know, almost 11 years now, as a baseball diehard. In fact, some call you Lord Baseball, in fact. As you know, somebody who is maybe their patience and their interest is sort of waning on the sport.
I am beyond, yes, that's all completely true. I am beyond frustrated with Major League Baseball, and there are a number, unfortunately, it's not just one reason that I'm frustrated with baseball. There's a number of reasons why I'm frustrated with baseball. I'll start with the easy one. I'm frustrated about the Hall of Fame. Okay, the Hall of Fame meant, like, all of it, like the records and all, like, when I was a kid, anybody that's a diehard baseball fan that is my age or older that is listening to this show right now can understand what I'm talking about. All right, if you're younger, maybe it doesn't mean as much. Okay, fine. You love baseball for different reasons if you're younger and love baseball. The problem is there's not that many people under the age of 50 that love baseball anymore. They may like it. There's not as much loving of it. But if you're mid-40s and older, and you were a diehard baseball fan, then you grew up and the records meant everything. It was one of the things that baseball had over every other sport. You knew who the home run king was. You knew who the single season home run leader was. You knew who the hit king was. None of those records matter anymore. None of those records matter. So baseball allowed those records to get ruined, and now on the other side, they're saying, well, those guys who they already damaged baseball by ruining the records, but now we're going to say essentially that what they did doesn't matter, and so we're not going to put them in the Hall of Fame. So now, with two sides of the same coin, the league has destroyed the records that mattered more than any of them. Nobody cared who the all-time touchdown thrower was. Nobody cared who the all-time yardage leader was. Nobody cared about these other records, but the baseball records mattered, especially hit king, home run king, single season home run guy. These things were sacred. Now they're meaningless, and they've taken, and in the same vein, again, they've made the Hall of Fame meaningless because nobody goes in. We are putting Harold Baines and Tony Oliva and Phil Niekro and Bill Mazeroski in the Hall of Fame, guys who are good players, not Hall of Famers, and we're leaving out the best players. And listen, I don't like Barry Bonds. I don't like Roger Clemens. I don't like Curt Schilling. I certainly don't like A-Rod. I don't like any of those guys. But if they are, if their statistics put them as Hall of Famers, then they should be voted in. You know, you could. I get it. I know that these old writers, the 70-year-old writers that are still voting for the Baseball Hall of Fame, are looking at it and saying, "Well, here we go." It talks about what, I don't know if it's his morals or it's something about character or whatever. Okay, there's a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame that had a lack of character, were bad guys, were used drugs. Number two, the bottom line is Major League Baseball allowed the steroid era to happen. They did nothing to stop it. For years, they didn't want to stop it. It made the game successful. It made the players money. It made the owners money. It made the league money. In the steroid era, Bonds hitting all those home runs, the Sosa-McGuire home run chase was the most popular time for baseball
ever.
I don't, not ever, because years and years ago it was the only sport
in everybody. In my lifetime.
But in recent history, it was by far the most popular time. I get it that some of you didn't like it. I didn't like it. I don't like that the records were tainted. But it happened. It's part of the history of the game. And the only baseball has to, and I don't even blame the writers totally, because I think Major League Baseball has dropped the ball here. The records all count. Barry Bonds' numbers weren't taken out of the record books. Roger Clemens' numbers aren't out of the record books. Same right for Sosa. You look at this. The all-time home run king is Barry Bonds.
Right.
Right? Not in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens has won more Cy Youngs than anybody. Not in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose has more hits than anybody. Not in the Hall of Fame. Sammy Sosa is the only player in the history of baseball that has hit 60 or more home runs in multiple seasons. Not in the Hall of Fame. Do I feel sorry for them? Not really. I don't really care about them personally. They contributed to them being out. They know what they did. But ultimately, I think you either have to decide as a league that these stats count, and so you have to judge them based on what they did. Now, if the voters want to make the standards higher for the steroid guys, then I agree with that. To me, if you're a borderline Hall of Famer and you're tainted with steroids, I'm not putting you in, because you're borderline, I raise the bar. But Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Mark McGuire, Rafael Palmeiro, Manny Ramirez, Alex Rodriguez, as distasteful as those guys may be, are not borderline Hall of Famers. They're all lock Hall of Famers based on what they accomplished on the field.
Yeah.
And at the time, steroids were not, they were doing nothing to try to stop. Maybe not as much A-Rod at the end, but a lot of those other guys, when they were doing their steroids, the league was not doing anything to stop it. They were not trying to stop it. Number two, Dustin, yeah, we have no idea who used steroids and who didn't.
And you don't even know if there were, like, everyone's like, well, you know, Barry Bonds used and he hit a bunch of home runs. But, I mean, you don't even know that there weren't pitchers using. And so he's hitting, you know, home runs off pitchers who are using steroids.
Of course. It's not that we don't know. We do know. We know there were, we don't know how many. We don't know who specifically in every case, but we know there were a lot of pitchers using steroids. So if three quarters of the league was using steroids, which is entirely possible, and Barry Bonds was still the best of them, and Roger Clemens was still the best of them, and again, I can't stomach either of them. I despise them both. But it doesn't matter. The Baseball Hall of Fame has become a joke. These idiots who don't vote for these guys, or who vote for one and
or
not
have
the other.
A blank ballot.
Blank ballot. Go take their ballot away. It's completely ridiculous. Number two, this is not my complaint about baseball is not just about all the Hall of Fame. That just kind of put me over the top last night/this morning. This lockout And this constant labor fighting is exhausting.
Oh, yeah.
And all of us fans are tired of it. We're sick of it. And I'm not going to be a phony. I'm not going to say I'm never going to watch baseball again, because of course I will. But I honestly don't think I will watch baseball as much as I used to. That is true. This past season, I have always bought the baseball package, you know, to watch
extra
all the Cubs
innings,
games,
yeah.
Right? And watch the, you know, obviously I watch the Indians games locally when I'm, you know, since I've been working here. And I usually watch the Cubs games. Not every single game, but as many as I can. Last year, I didn't even pay for the MLB extra innings. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And now I'm even more disgusted. I don't want to hear from the owners saying they're not making enough money. I don't. The players are selfish, too. Now, I lean with the players on a lot of these issues, but they're selfish, too. Everybody, the owners are making a boatload of money. The players are making a boatload of money. Everybody, they're fighting over billions of dollars. Like, figure the freaking thing out and get it done. What is the problem here? Who's getting screwed? Not the owners, not the players. It's always the fans. The league does nothing for the fans. You know, you add stupid playoff teams. I don't like it. You finally smarten up, put the DH in the National League, and then you get rid of it last year because it's a freaking bargaining tool between the two sides. We don't have good enough competitive balance. That needs to be made better. And, you know, to do it, you've got to force teams to spend. And if teams can't spend money, then they have to get out. Whether it's the Dolans, who are not terrible owners, but if they can't afford to spend a reasonable amount of money to compete, then get the hell out. And the same thing with the owner of the A's and the Rays and whatever these freaking teams are. I'm sick of the teams holding up cities and taxpayers to pay for their freaking stadiums when they're gosh darn billionaires. I'm sick of that, too. Let the owners pay for it. Let the players chip in. How about that? They're the rich ones, not us.
So what's the answer? What's the answer?
We're not going to get an answer because the game is not as good. That's the bottom line. You know, I'm all about – I love analytics, and I'm into that and being smart. But analytics in baseball has been a negative. There's no doubt about it. The constant shifts – the bullpen changes, the pace of the game, it's bad for the sport. The commissioner is a buffoon. He is terrible for the sport. I believe truly that he hates baseball. He has no interest in the sport. He has no interest in working with the players. The owners live in la-la land. They have no sense of the fans. They don't like the fans. They look down on the fans. They're billionaires. They don't care.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's gotten so greedy and so selfish. It's disgusting. The Indians/Guardians are not going to compete because the owner's not going to spend. They're going to stay. We're going to, you know, think about this, right? Last week, I went out and bought Joe Burrow shirts for me and my son, right? I know that Joe Burrow is going to be a Bengal for his whole career, probably, or most of his career, right? There's every reason to believe he will. Isn't that fair to say?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, at least a decade.
Yeah. In baseball, I can't do that. Even my team, the Cubs, who are a big market team, they just traded away all this. The guys that won the World Series. Now, I didn't care about some of them, but you traded them all away? What? You can't afford to pay? You're playing in Chicago. Wrigley Field sold out every game.
Every game.
It's bad enough the Indians won't spend, but the Cubs, that's even more absurd. That's a huge problem. We had Buffalo, 50 million people, was it? Was it 50 million people that watched Buffalo?
51 million people watched that game.
Those are tiny markets in terms of baseball, right? Kansas City's a small market. Buffalo is a triple-A market in baseball. And 50 million people are watching.
It's like Akron, Ohio.
It is. And 50 million people are watching. Why is that not happening for baseball? Yeah, some of it's football is a better TV sport. And it's a little more flow to the game. But baseball could have helped themselves. There's so many things baseball could have done over the years, and they don't think long term. They're fighting for every last nickel between the sides. They're disgusting. I'm sick of them all. I'm furious with the game. Again, I'm not a phony. I will come back when they come back, but I will never come back the same way. I'm not as committed. My buddy and I almost quit my fantasy baseball league, which I've been doing for 30-something years. My buddy talked me into sticking with it at least another year. I'm not enthusiastic about it. Tonight's the night we decide where we're picking in the draft. I don't even care. I'm so apathetic, and I am not alone. Our buddy Jay Adamenter, who you know, Dustin, he's a massive baseball fan, one of the biggest baseball fans you and I know. And his son invited me to his wedding. Shout out. Nice. And he said, he is with me. Your baseball. Yeah, and they don't care because Dolan's not listening and he doesn't care. He doesn't care about the fans. None of the owners do. The players don't. Some of them do, but by and large, they don't. Not when it comes to this fight. They're out of touch. The owners are completely out of touch. They live in their la la land, billion dollar world that they can't relate to the average human being. And they are if they start losing people like me and JN and Menner, it's nuts.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. If I become lukewarm on baseball, the sport's not going to die in 5-10 years. But there was a time where boxing was the most important, most popular sport in America. Where does boxing rank now?
I mean, it's not up there.
There was a
some
time
people
where
still watch. Some people still watch the big fights, but I mean, it's not up there.
It's not even close to what it was. Horse racing at one time was the biggest sport in America. Unless you're a degenerate gambler, you're not paying attention to horse racing. Nobody is.
No.
And same thing could happen to baseball. It may take more time, but the slow decline of the game is happening. The game has to fix itself and fix itself quick. There's a million things they can do, and ultimately, they won't do any of them because neither side gives a rat's you-know-what about the players, about the fans. Neither side.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.